Please stay on the line and the next available representative will be with you momentarily. This call may be recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Your call is important to us. Please continue to remain on the line and the next available representative will be with you shortly.
We realize that your time is valuable. If you would like us to call you back without losing your place in line, please press 3.
Hey, Keisha.
Hey, I was like, what's going on?
it's like the new, they set up like a new phone number, and all that. So I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things. Let me see.
Okay.
All right, so there's in here, I can screenshot it to you actually too.
Okay.
But there's been like with your attendance, it looks like you've been coming in late. And then
when
taking,
that was from last month. I was just about to say, I know you're not talking about this time because I know you. So what did she say when you told her about the thing? So what did she say that she had put in for that, or what did she say?
Put in for what?
You know, when I was out, when I told you I was sick and I told you I sent in like 3 or 4 excuses. And so what did she say? Did she apply that and it was still showing that or what?
I don't know. Cause I don't know. I mean, they didn't, if you didn't, you know, CC me on the email, I don't know what.
I didn't know I had to CC you on the email for attendance.
I mean, yeah, no, you don't have to, but.
Oh, but you're just, okay, I see, you're just saying that you would have knew about, yeah, but I don't know, I've got it in my email where I sent it to her, but, yeah, so what's,
okay.
So basically you're saying it was showing that one's just leaving early?
Well, no, so it's showing,
what?
You know, these are from 3:29 to 4:18,
uh-huh.
You know, coming, logging in late and then taking, you know, longer than an hour on your lunch breaks.
Now I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, so what, I mean, is there something going on or?
No, I told you I was sick around that time, that month. And then that's when I told you the leaving earlys. That was when like my kids had tests and stuff and I just logged out, you know, instead of, you know, whatever, I was just logging out of the computer, which that's what it was. And
okay,
like I said,
okay,
but
okay.
The other ones, I didn't know. I didn't have, of course, I'm not going to have an excuse for that. I mean, you know, because that's just my kids, but not on the, yeah, that's what basically all the leaving early and actually the logging in late. Sometimes we were having issues with them logging in. So I didn't log in on my job because I knew, you know, if something happened, I would have to stop. You know, I'm on the phone. So that's why I was logging in late because they were having issues with their computers and I was having to take it back. So basically this whole month when you seen it was low, it was basically based off my kids' school, and then, like I said, the days that I were just out, like, all day, those were the days that I submitted her for the doctor's excuses, which I sent that to her. So, yeah, that's basically what it was.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing going on, nothing like that, like, nothing with me. No, it was just my, because I have 2 kids, so, you know, it's, you know, that's why sometimes I was having to leave, like, one, you know what I'm saying? So, basically, that's all it was. It was nothing pertaining, like, I was just calling out or leaving early or whatever.
Okay, yeah, because it has actually severely affected your attendance.
Mm-hmm.
Let me actually look at.
So what is the rate that it's at now? Not the rate from last month, but.
Yes, I
can mean,
check
well,
you, for you here once.
Yeah, I was about to say, because it shouldn't be bad, because I, like I said, this week, I mean, ever since you told me about that, when you was like, is there something going on, you know, and I was telling you, I've been pretty much clocking in. Like I said, any time that I do go, which I know that's not an excuse, but a lot of times, like today, like I said, I had to pick my kids up. They had to go to school. They had testing. So, of course, my lunch, you know, it kind of went over because, like I said, when the teacher said they're done, you know, I had to go pick them up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, which that's stuff that I can't help. Yeah, so that's why today it did kind of go over, but it was because they had testing. They had to go today to school 2 days this week. So, I had to pick them up once the testing was done. So, that kind of probably threw it over a little bit, too.
Okay, yeah, because it's for this month, you're
month.
At 60. Yeah, so
oh, okay,
starting from the first of this month to up to yesterday, you're at a 62, well, pretty much 63%.
Why would it be at a 62, a 3? For this? Well, I forgot. This month, I was still being – I just started maybe this week actually kind of being on time. So you're right. So it's probably still kind of low. After you told me about it, yeah, I was like, you know, yeah, there's nothing going on. It's just my kid's school. So I've been, you know, but they've been out actually the last past 2 weeks. They've been out, so they haven't been going because they're having a testing to go to school. So I've been trying to be on time. But yeah, that's just basically all it is. It's nothing like anything else. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because even just like this last week, it was just at a 69%.
Was it? Last week it was. Let me see what happened last week. I think I called out a day. That's what it was. I think that's isn't it? Don't you see it? I think that's what it was. I called it. I think it was on Thursday. So that's probably why it was so low then. I think I called out Thursday. Yeah, I had to. Yeah, I had to take them. They had to do testing that day too. So, I had to do both of them. So I think I ended up calling off that day. So that's probably why it was last week.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, so definitely. Yeah, you definitely want to, you know, make sure that you're, making it on time and all that as best you can. Because again, what it's gonna end up doing is they'll just end up bringing you back in house.
I know. I remember you talking, and that can't happen before the school year's out. So yeah, that's why I've been making sure. Mostly, like I said, their teacher said that, you know, for this week that was supposed to be it as far as the, you know, me having to take them to school and calm. So I know the rest of the week I shouldn't have any issue with like being, and I mean, it should actually pull up this week because, like I said, this week, only time I think today I kind of went over a little bit. And like I said, that was because when the teacher called, you know, when they text, you know, you have to leave. So I had to leave, you know, pick them up, come back and things like that. But other than that, like this week I've been basically on time. I haven't been, you know, like late or anything like that. But I mean, yeah, I'm definitely going to pull it up because, like I said, as far as them, because they're doing virtual for the rest of the 9 weeks. So, like I said, that's a must. Like, I can't because my husband, he works. And, you know, that's it. You know, we don't have anybody else here. So, I mean, I would definitely have to be there. So, you just tell them that I'm going to get that pulled up because there is no way that I can come back in there, you know, before they get out of school. You have to understand this school thing. I mean, I can't do anything about that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't have it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's just me and I got to work too. So I'm just trying to balance the both. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, not that I'm trying to lack on that, but at the same time, you know, I have to do that too. So, I mean, which I know they've been being lenient and I definitely appreciate that. But at the same time, like I said, usually anytime if I'm leaving or calling out, it's not just, oh, I don't want to go to work. No, it's just I'm having to either take my kids, you know, or their computer or, you know, they got tests. And like I said, I'm logging out because, you know, I can't help them with a test on the phone. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, so I'm going to have to get off. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, because you have to read this stuff. Sometimes they have like 20 or 30 questions on each test. So, I mean, and like I said, I was like, I hope they don't think I'm just, you know, which I know, you know, because me and you talk. And that's what I kept saying. I said, I hope they don't think I'm just, you know, just like calling out, you know, like just not, no, definitely not, no, not that, no. But this week, like I said, it should be back up because, like I said, I've been working, Yeah, mostly. So I haven't had any issues except for, like I said, today when I had to pick them up. But other than that, yeah. And I do know she did say that you could email them, like, if you miss time, you know, and see if they'll let you make it up. But I didn't. I mean, I hadn't did that. But I was just thinking, like, if I did do something, I could just, like, stay over. You know, like, for if it, you know, if it's kind of still busy, you know, for, like, if I did make, like, go over my lunch break or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, then that would, you know, at least get you some of the time back that you missed, but it wouldn't mm-hmm. improve your, you know, the adherence to your schedule, because that's what they're looking at.
Okay, well, make me understand. Okay, so you're saying, okay, just say, like, if I take 30 minutes over my lunch, and then uh-huh. I stay 30 minutes over my shift, that's not going to bring it, that's not going to make up for the time that I went over for my lunch?
Well, no, yeah, it's gonna make up the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, you'll get that time, but
yeah.
You're still gonna get counted off for the adherence to your schedule because your schedule.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah. I see what you're saying. So you're saying, okay, see, I was thinking that when, like, because I used to do that all the time. So I'm kind of glad you told me that. But yeah, I was thinking that when I was late or something like that, that when I made up the time. That it ever, you get what I'm saying? That it averaged it out, you know. But I get, you're saying it averaged out the hours, but it's still going to say, like, you're late. So I get what you're saying, yeah. But it's still going to make it, yeah. So basically, I just need to adhere to the the schedule, basically.
Yeah, pretty much
on time and get it pulled back up. Which, I mean, I have no issue with that. Like I said, today was just, I did go over. But like I said, that's because they had to go to testing this week, so I had to pick them up. So, but I'm definitely going to get it pulled up. Like I said, I shouldn't have any other issues because, like I said, out for the rest of this week, and they'll be going back virtual Monday. So I shouldn't.
Okay.
I don't. Hopefully, they won't have to go back anytime. But if they do, like I said, I'll just have to let them know. I mean, that's all I can do. I mean, like I said, those things that have to be done. I mean, you know, I can't do anything about that. You know what I'm saying? Things like that.
Yeah.
It's just like I can't, you know, come in either. But at the same time, you know, that's just something I can't do. You know, I can't do anything about it, about that part. But I can definitely put it up.
Yeah. I would definitely work on getting that pulled up because they're, you know, they're starting to pretty much just, you know,
I've seen the email.
They've been
yeah.
real lax on it. So anybody who is mm-hmm. below 90 is, you know, on the edge of, you know,
yeah.
being forced to come back in-house.
Well, you need to let them know. Do not give me time to pull mine up because I cannot come back in-house. And the reason why mine is down is because, you know, the virtual, because my kids are having to stay at home. I mean, you know, it's not like I'm just, you know, chilling out or, you know, saying, like, I don't want to go to work. You know, I'm not going to do that.
Right.
And then,
right.
like I said, the other times I was out, I mean, I had, like, four doctor's excuses. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, but I don't know if maybe the leaving early might have still took it down. I don't know. Maybe it did. Maybe it still affected it, even maybe after I turned it in. I don't know. But that's – so you need to let them know. Give me time to pull mine up because I can't. Like, there's no way I can – because, I mean, they're already out the whole semester for virtual. So, I mean, you know, I have to be here. So, I definitely can't do that.
I understand.
Yeah. I wish, like I told you, I was going to, after you told me that, like I said, I was, you know, working on getting it pulled back up anyway. But, but by the end of this month, it should be back up. Because, like I said, I think that's the only other thing they had was the testing. They've already did that for this week. So they're going to go back. So like I said, so I should be, the rest of the month, I should have it back up to, you know, what it needs to be.
All right. Yeah, so definitely, you know, definitely mm-hmm. do everything that you can to get it back up. So that way, you know, you don't.
Yeah, because you're right. Because Because we're going to have, look, if I got to come again, we're going to have some issues. I guess I'm going to bring my kids with me. Look,
yeah.
I'm going to say, look, just let them sit in the break room. That's fine. No, I'm just, No, no, no. I mean, I went, don't get me wrong. I miss being at work. I'm not going to lie. I do. But at the same time, you know, because if my kids were in school, I wouldn't have no issue with coming back. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, you know, for what? I mean, I pretty much know what I'm doing. It's not like I don't. You know what I'm saying? So I have no issue with coming in, but it's just this damn, the school. But yeah, just tell them to just give me to the to give me this month because I'm definitely going to need that to pull mine back up, I'm sure.
Excuse me. All right. Let's see. Okay, so the only other thing that I wanted to talk to you about was the like the new way that we've had to start canceling things in that in Limelight or the Sticky.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I know, oh girl, yeah, I know. She said, see, I had read it. I'm not gonna lie, but of course, when you read that stuff, when you're not actually on a call, you know what I'm saying? It's like you read it, and you're like, yeah. But once you've taken so many calls, yeah, you really, I don't remember because I know she sent me something about that, about the how they were canceled. So what? So I thought Miss Bianca sent the email and it said that the ones in there needed to be blacklisted because they were not canceling. So I'm assuming that what they don't want you to do that.
So what you would do is, well, here, I can send it to you real quick.
I was going to say, yes, yeah, send it to me so I can see how to do it because I hate those new sticky ones because, like, it's nowhere to cancel. Yep. You know, I was wondering, like, how am I supposed to cancel? So that's why I was like, well, maybe should I blacklist? You know, because people called back in and saying that, you know, they were getting billed, and I was like, but I still didn't see how to cancel it, so. Yeah, I was like, so I just started blacklisting it.
Yeah, so, and it's going to go for, so for all of the,
okay,
the, you know, the ones that look new, you know, they don't look like the old ones. The old,
can I pull
sticky.
It up closer? Okay, yeah, here it is. Okay,
you
let me
should
pull
be
it up.
Able to.
All right, yeah, I see. Yeah, so is this all the sticky ones? I mean,
yeah.
Is this
so
all of them
be,
have to be done like this?
Well, no. So
wait a minute. Where,
be,
where is this even at? I didn't even. Where do you pull this up at? Because when I click the notes, this doesn't pop up for me.
Yeah, it's going to be on. Let me see. I think it's the transactions. Let me pull up one of these new accounts. But it's going to be.
Oh.
For all the ones, you know, that look new except Eclair. Eclair, you still got a blacklist. But
hold up, wait a minute. Hold up. Let me get, see, that's where the confusion is. Hold up, wait a minute. See, you're talking about, okay, so for Eclair, I do blacklist them, right? If they're wanting to cancel, whether it's in or out of trial, right?
Well,
whether it's, or
for Eclair,
what,
if they're in trial and they want to cancel, then yes, you blacklist.
So what if they've already been billed and they want to cancel?
Then you should just be able to cancel. You should be able to hit that little blue box and cancel.
It should be, hold on. Let me get this because see this is where I guess it's coming in. I must not. Where is my pen? Hold on. So wait a minute. So Eclair, you said only blacklist if it's within trial. And if it's out of trial, then I should be able to cancel it.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to do it because I'm telling you my mind is bad. So this is for the sticky. Oh. All right. So where, how am I, so is this in or out of trial? It doesn't matter. This is the way this needs to be canceled.
Well, no. So if they're in trial, you would blacklist it in Eclair. If they're out of trial, you would just cancel it, you know, the regular way.
Okay.
Right,
so what is
here's
this?
The,
yeah.
So when you get a, oops, hold on. When you have like a an account like that looks like this, you're going to hit the button that says transactions, and then you'll click on the order ID, and that'll bring up, you know, the page that, you know, we normally see. And then that's where you would, you know, put in the notes online all by itself. You'd put OTP in all caps and then save it. Mm-hmm. And then you would put your notes, you know, after the saves and all that.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Okay. Hold on. This is the, okay.
So if this person called in to cancel, right, you would offer the product knowledge and saves.
Uh-huh.
And if they deny them all, then in the notes you put capital OTP and you hit mm-hmm. save, and then you go back and put your notes. You know, customer called in about such and such, offered this and that, all denied. You know, account closed or canceled, and then you would save that.
Okay, so you're saying, yeah, so you're saying, like, if it's whatever, this sticky, oh, whatever, if someone denies all the saves, I click on the box, put caps, OTP, hit save, then go back in and type in the notes.
Yep.
So that's, okay, so that's only for the sticky, oh, right?
Yeah, that's only for the ones that look new, like this, where you know how the other ones look, you know, like luxury and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's still kind of in, you know, that older format, I guess, where, you know,
I was gonna say, yeah,
because
how am I supposed to tell? Okay, but all the ones in sticky
like
are gonna look like this, right?
No, because, you know, this one, yeah, no, because there's this one that's luxury, you know, it looks the regular way and you just cancel like normal. But if it looks like the one up top here, rose, that's when you'd have to do that OTP to cancel it.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
So
basically anything that's, well, but mostly the only accounts that look like this is when I do go in the sticky, oh, it kind of looks like this.
Yeah.
Anything on connected doesn't usually look like this, yeah.
Yeah, no. But yeah, so if it's Eclair, then you would blacklist it. If it's not Eclair, you would put OTP in the notes. If it's luxury, then you just, you know, cancel like normal.
Okay, I'm hoping I'm going to remember this. Like, I'm going to be screwing up. Like, oh, I'll be hitting you up. Like, what am I? No, I'm just joking. So, because I know I've been blacklisting the Eclair. I think, because of course, with them, you know, it's just blacked out. So,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
so Eclair, you'd still keep blacklisting them, but the other ones you put that OTP in the notes,
and then do the OTP and then the regular one. But Eclair just keep blacklisting and just putting in the notes regular too.
Yeah, and
I mean,
Eclair,
well, blacklist
just,
and put the notes in.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of confusing because, like you're saying the new account and then the Eclair, and I'm like, okay, because I think I don't know which one that was. I don't know if maybe it was a new one that I don't know, because I could have swore it was an Eclair and I blacklisted it, and I thought that's when she sent it to me, and I was like, okay, which I still didn't really understand what she was saying, but I was just like, okay, because I was like, well, wasn't I supposed to blacklist that if it's Eclair and they want to cancel, or, I mean, I'm supposed to blacklist that, right? And just notate the account, right?
Yeah, for Eclair within trial, you just notate it and blacklist it. But for the other ones, mm-hmm. you're going to put, you know, OTP in there and then hit save in the notes. And then you'll go back and put your notes in. Yeah.
So basically what the OTP, is that just telling them that it needs to be canceled? Is that basically what that's doing? I mean, is that what that's for?
Yeah. Yeah, that's how I understand it.
Okay, hopefully I can remember this. So Eclair, if it's in trial, just blacklist it and notate. If it's out trial, then I should be able to just cancel it regular and notate it. But if it's a new account and they're if they decline the saves, then I just do the OTP and kept saving, then put the notes in, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, which I'm saying that, but hopefully when it comes up, look, then I can remember that. That's why I got these notes, so maybe I need to put them on the computer here, not the computer, but the wall, so that I can, yeah, because I'm not going to lie, I have been blacklisted in the Eclair, but now I probably had forgot about this little OTP, because I kept wondering, I kept saying, well, how am I supposed to cancel this? But, yeah, you understand, when I read these emails, a lot of times I might read these emails when I'm not even working, you know, mm-hmm. and then I just, you know, because I don't like you check my email like I usually do. I mean, I check it, but sometimes I check it when I get off. So, of course, I'm going to read it and be like, okay, but then, of course, it's a new day. So, you get what I'm saying? It's not like I'm not even, you know, that's gone. Once I take all these calls and, you know, I've totally forgot, you know what I'm saying, like, about that, even though I'm like, yeah, I read it, but, you know, that's not just sticking in my brain, you know, with all the other thousand things I've got going on.
Right.
I know. So why do y'all keep getting these new accounts in this? I mean, just don't give me anything, okay? Just give me the old campaigns, Connective, that's it. Don't give me anything new. Like, I'm trying to think. It was something I had to ask you about an account I had today. I think, well, that was part of my issue, one of them. That was something I was meaning to ask, too. But there was something else I had today on an account, and I was like, what is this? And for some reason, I've been having issues pulling back up my script page. Like, usually when you type in, like, whatever, say if it's, like, good brands or whatever, you know, usually when you put it in, it pulls it up. But for some reason, it's just been pulling up the doc. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm having to, like, go back and put stuff on the Google Doc. But, I mean, I can't even pull up the strip page. And it's just like it keeps disappearing for some reason. And when I get the little new account, like the Stickio, it's like every time I go into that, my strip page disappears. And then I can't pull it back up. That's one thing I've been doing. I don't know why it usually doesn't do that, but I don't know. It was something else I had. It was something about those watches. I don't know. So for those, okay, like when they call in and they say they want the warranty off, once you offer them, like, what say would you offer on the warranty? Or do you offer the regular ones? Or
wait,
how does that go? You know, like when they're adding like on the Tune watch, and then it has like the warranty and the pods. You know how it's been adding like the warranty and the Tune pods, I mean the watch together, and then it has the shipping for the watch. So they're saying that, you know, it keeps adding it to the order and they want to cancel it. Do I just offer like the regular stays for the warranty and the pods, and then the same day void it?
Yeah, it'd still be, like canceling the keto or the cleanse, where you would offer product knowledge one. You just do one save if they're just wanting to cancel just the one, and then, you know.
But how,
like,
do I separate it? Like, one guy wanted to do not the warranty but the pods, but I'm not even gonna lie, I had no idea, because you gotta understand, they put it together. It's like on the other accounts they got it broken up, they got the warranty by itself. On this one, it had the Tune pods and the watch together. So he was like, well, I want the watch, but not the warranty. And I was like, okay, but I think I put it on the dock. But I'm saying, I didn't know how would I separate that. You get what I'm saying? Because it's together as one chart.
Yeah. So you should be able to, actually, let me see. You should be able to, once you click on the actual order ID, there's like these things right here where it's separating out the charges. So on the main page, it's showing, you know, they paid $7.90, but, you know, on that second page, they paid $5.95 for the one and then $1.95 for the other part of it. So that's how you could, you know, separate it out if you're looking to just cancel, you know, part of it. So you know how much to refund.
Yeah, because I'm not going to lie, I didn't see. I was like, I mean, I was clicking a whole bunch of stuff, but I was like, oh, my God. So then they were just like, okay, well, if you can't separate this, cancel the whole thing. And I was like, oh, God. But I was like, I didn't want to cancel the whole thing. But then, like I said, I just couldn't, I didn't see where I could separate it. So I'm like, I don't even understand, why would they even put that together? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Because it makes it difficult. When, you know what I'm saying? Because I had like two calls like that yesterday, and I was like, you know what I'm saying? I was just sitting there lost. And then a lot of times when we send y'all a message, y'all are busy, so y'all don't respond. And then I, you know, you can't just be staying on the phone. So I'm just like, okay. So I think I had to end up putting it on like the dark or something. But that's usually why I don't send messages now. When I knew you were telling me to go ahead and send it, but most of the time, by the time y'all respond, it's too late. And, you know, and I don't want to have the customer thinking like, oh, she really doesn't know what she's doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm just like, okay, just let me put it on the dock. I'm sure they'll tell me about it, you know, like, oh, you know, you don't need to put this on here. You know, you can do it yourself, blah, 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 you know, whatever. But, cause I mean, I still don't understand how you're saying that I can separate that without you showing it to me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, you're telling me, but, I mean, I would need to, like, see it. So, you know, when I get an account, I could be like, okay, you know, this is where I go. Because I'm not going to lie, I think I even put it on the dot. One, I think I even canceled. The other one, I think I may have put it on the dot for them to separate it, which I'm assuming they was probably going to be like, oh, you know, she can do that herself. But I don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
Nobody. Well, so that's what I'm trying to tell you. Nobody ever shows you this stuff. They just give you a new account. They don't train you. You get what I'm saying? Like, they just throw this stuff out here and then expect you to know what to do when you haven't been trained.
Yeah, so a lot of times, you know, it seems like it is like that. But, you know, unfortunately, that's kind of just what the clients also just do. They just throw this at us and, you know, we just got to keep changing. But, let me see.
Yeah, this is my thing. I don't mind taking a new thing, but if I take something, I want to know what I'm doing. You get what I'm saying? I don't want to be just putting stuff on the Google Doc and have somebody saying, oh, you know, well, you know, you can do this yourself. You know, this is how you do it. Okay, well, nobody never told me that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I've never been showed that. So I want her lost. And, you know, I don't want nobody thinking like I don't know what I'm doing. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, so I'll just play it off. You know, I'm like, oh, I'm going to put this on the Google Doc, you know, which I'm knowing they're probably going to be like, you know, why she didn't do that herself, because I don't know. I mean, I'm just saying, y'all, I mean, that's the issue with these campaigns. They just throw it on here. You know what I'm saying? And it, I mean, if it's the usual stuff, like, you know, yeah, I can get that. But like stuff like that, like I had no idea how to do that. You know what I'm saying? So until you're telling me now, but why don't they just say, hey, this is a new campaign. You know, let me just train you. You know what I'm saying? Like when what you usually do, but I mean, it's a lot of new campaigns on here, and I'm like, okay, I don't even know what to do.
Yeah, so that's all. You'd really just need to follow the email and then the screenshots that I sent you. But we'll go ahead. I forwarded the email to you.
The screenshot you're looking at for the CTO.
Yeah, so I forwarded that email to you again.
Oh,
so you should have that. And
I see canceling. Yeah, I think I already I said understood on that one, but you, so is it in, wait a minute, let's see. What did you put in it? Oh, it's just like, oh, the same thing like you said, showing the what called to cancel.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Hold on. OTP and all caps. Save a separate note. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I have not been doing any of it. I think I've been putting the notes in there, but not. I haven't been doing the, like you said, the OTP. You know, I mean, whatever it's called, the caps for whatever, so they can know. Wait a minute. Hold on. Why is this two separate? Oh, so is it that you just do it on one of them and then go back and do it again? I guess he's just showing on here two at one time, I guess.
Yeah. So you gotta put OTP all by itself. Like, you know, its own thing all by itself. And then you go back, you save it, and then you go back and put the rest of the notes.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. His is just showing up. Okay. I see. It's just showing two like that. I was about to say, because I know this ain't showing up on the page with no two at a time.
Yeah. No. So that's all. That's just you, what you got to do for those. But what we'll go ahead and do as far as.
Oh yeah, pull up. See if you can pull up the one I was telling you about the one with the warranty and the pot, the watch on it.
I don't know where that's.
Oh,
you don't have
any. Oh, okay.
I don't know where that is. But yeah, so what we'll have to do is it'll just be a developmental coaching as far as for, you know, adherence to schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's no big deal. You know, the 90 days, it'll just fall off. But definitely, you know, get your percentage back up because it is at us, what would we say, 63, I think, for the month.
This month right here?
Yeah, for this.
I don't know why
yeah,
I was thinking
month,
that this was a new month. I mean, I'm thinking that I forgot this month is kind of getting out of there. But no, you're right. I think when you hit me up, that was like a week later. Oh, but yeah, definitely. Like I said, yeah, that's, well, you know the situation, so.
Yeah, so definitely just, you know, do your best to, you know, stay within. And then, you know, if you do have any other documentation, just definitely send it in. Do you have any other questions or anything like that?
No, I think that should be it.
All right, well, I'll let you know when I got it entered in the system, and then you can... I'll go in and check on it and all that, okay?
You really think I remember how to get in there?
Well, I'll remind you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, you got to teach me. You know, I don't go on this stuff, so, you know, I used to go on this stuff when I first started, but after that, like, I didn't go on this stuff for so long. You know, every time you have to show me how to get to it because I don't remember.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, so, yeah, I was going to say, yeah, once you do it, just let me go in, you know, something and team meeting, and I'll just, you can show me where to go to do it, to fill out for it, whenever, you know, whenever you get it typed up ready.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I hope you have a good rest of your day, and I'll talk to you later. Okay.
Okay. All right. You too.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
All right. Thanks. All right. Bye-bye.